We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez.
Suave. You know, we're only 20 minutes away from 5 o'clock, and Fridays at 5 o'clock, look out!
If you haven't heard it, just wait.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Again, breaking news, if you're just tuning in, Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. Kevin Burkhart is on the line. He's going to be on the call for the NFL on Fox this Sunday in Dallas, Dolphins and Cowboys. He does a great job. He's teamed with Charles Davis and Pam Oliver on all games. And also, Kevin's going to be hosting Fox's MLB playoff studio coverage, as he does every year. And the Marlins, I don't know if this is breaking news, will not be in the playoffs again this year. But we do know Don Mattingly is going to be back as skipper next season, and we happen to love him. He's very good to our show. He is always amenable to coming on with us, and he's just a good guy, so we're happy for Don Mattingly. So here is Kevin Burkhart. Hello, Kevin.
Mark, Channing, happy Friday, guys, and I agree, Mattingly's the best, so happy for him.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to last. I thought, I do think he deserves to be rewarded for what happened the past two seasons. He stuck with him. He was a good soldier, and I was very surprised that they decided to extend him. But I do think that's good news for the Marlins, no?
Well, he's a good teacher, you know. I mean, he loves teaching, and I think that's why it's a good fit. I mean, obviously, that team is nowhere near competing. So I think if you have a bunch of young kids, he's the perfect guy.
Kevin Burkhart, he's going to be on the call this Sunday. Is it tougher to prepare for a broadcast when one of the teams, I'm not going to tell you which one, seems to be wildly inferior to the other team that they're playing?
Well, I think every week when you prepare, you know, you prepare your rear end off, and you know, by the end of the weekend, you know, myself and our entire crew, we have a bunch of stuff, right? And you know, hopefully if the game is good, you don't get any of it in. You just do the game and then you go home, you know. But if, you know, there's times you get some of it in, and if the game is a blowout, you get a ton of it in and you get all of it in. Maybe you empty everything that you have. I'm hoping it's not one of those games. I'm hoping that the Dolphins have a better showing than they did the first 2 weeks. But there's not much to go on. And, you know, we did the Cowboys last week against Washington. They've looked great for 2 weeks. The Dolphins have been the opposite. It's hard to make a case for that right now. But, you know, the NFL is what it is, right? I mean, every week you never really do know. So I'm hoping there is a better situation. But we always kind of prepare that way, Mark. It's just you hope you don't have to use it. And I'm hoping that again on Sunday. We'll see.
Kevin, nobody, you know, the Dolphins are running from it. A lot of teams would. The tanking word, the T word, whatever you want to call it. How do you feel about the Dolphins' approach? I don't want to lead the witness. How do you feel about the Dolphins' approach to this season?
No, I mean, they're tanking. I mean, well, they could call it whatever word they want to call it. I mean, it's so here's what I'll say about it, right? They haven't, obviously, you know, they're looking for a change of pace. What they're doing hasn't worked. So I applaud the idea of going, you know, the trust the process 76ers route, or I guess you could point at the Browns in a similar fashion, what they've tried to do. So I do applaud the idea if they're trying to be just radical and different. But the one thing is this, I think, Channing, the one thing that, and you know, you guys may have talked about this, I think people are talking like, oh, they've got all these draft picks. They've got, what, 5 draft picks in the first rounds this year. Last time I checked, if you did 50-50 in draft picks in the top 3 rounds, you were doing well. So the idea that all of a sudden they're going to have 7 Pro Bowl players because they've got 7 first, second round draft, or, you know, whatever it is, the number is, it just doesn't equate. So I think in theory, hey, you know, great, this sounds like a good idea. And the other reality is this. They could have 7 million picks the next 3 years. If they don't get the quarterback right, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. So in theory, I respect the effort, and we're not going to know if it's going to work for a few years. But, I mean, right now what they're putting out there on paper is tough.
And, Kevin, now it's just been announced. Flores came out and said they're starting Rosen. When you hear that, do you go back to Arizona film? Do you just watch Rosen from this year? How do you prepare for Rosen, and what have you seen out of him with your preparation?
You know, Channing, I think you go back to UCLA film. You know, we did one game last year. I really do, and I'm not trying to be snarky, but we did one game last year, and I actually like Josh a lot. He had no chance last year. The Arizona offensive line was an absolute disaster, so he didn't play well. I think he'd be the first person to tell you that, but he had no chance. And, you know, unfortunately, when I'm looking at, you know, the Dolphins' first two games and watch those two games, I don't know if it's going to be much different. I mean, you know, when you have two guys who you sign 10 minutes for the season started, they're starting on your offensive line, that's asking a lot. And that's essentially what's going on right now. So I think the bottom line is this: no matter what, they have to play him. I don't know that he's going to be the answer. I don't know if they're even going to think that he's the answer long term. But you traded two draft picks to go and get him. Let's see what he's got. I think we know that Ryan Fitzpatrick, we know what he is. He's a solid veteran. He's going to do what he's going to do. But let's try and find out what Josh Rosen is. I think they have to. And don't switch him out of the game no matter how bad he's playing if he's having a tough start. Let's see what he can do for the next 14 weeks. At least I think that's what they should do.
Kevin Burkhardt, you'll watch him this Sunday on Fox, 1 o'clock, Dolphins and Cowboys. It's a 22.5-point line still right now, and Charles Davis, Pam Oliver will be there with them. Quickly, before we run out of time, the Antonio Brown news broke before you were coming out with us, about 20 minutes before. Surprised that the Patriots released him?
You know, I'm not. I think, like, you know, it hasn't been quieted down. Everyone thought that he would get there and there would be not a peep out of him and there would be no news and that would be that. They don't need him. They don't need to deal with that. And it just comes to a point where that it's not worth it. He's got so much going on right now, so much baggage. They don't need it. So, no, I'm not surprised. I didn't think he'd make it through the season. I just didn't think it would be this week.
Let's get to the real important stuff. While you're in Dallas, will you be going to Whataburger?
There's always an attempt at Whataburger. Usually, if we could sneak one on the way to the airport Sunday after the game, that's always a clutch one, you know, because you're starving after the game. We could try and sneak it in there. I would put it right now as a 50-50 possibility, depending on what time the game ends.
Would you agree with me? Because Crowder and I went to Dallas for a fight about 6 months ago, and we went to Whataburger. I thought it was a 4-star burger. I loved it, and I wish they had them down here. They don't. Although I do think there's one up in Gainesville, right, by you? Or isn't there one?
There's one in Gainesville, yeah. Yes.
Is Whataburger, like, where does that rank in the pantheon of burger places, according to Kevin Burkhardt?
You know, when I've had it, and it's been a little bit, because we don't get games in Dallas too often, it's been very good, underrated, right? So I'm in California, so that's the land of In-N-Out, which right. I like, but I also think is a little overrated, but I do like it. I would put it sneakily up there, though. I think there are others that are a little bit better, but it's a solid, solid choice. It's a nice underdog pick to deliver. That's my scouting report.
What is the deal? No, that's fair. I mean, I'm gonna. It's political, but it's fair. But I'm gonna be out in LA next week for a fight, and I'm. Okay. I kind of feel like I have to go to In-N-Out Burger when I'm out in LA. But I also kind of think it's a little overrated. Has it just changed over the years, or is it just more a mythical place now than anything? Because I didn't think it was that special.
Well, I think it's definitely a little mystical. Here's what I'd say. I think the burgers are good. I like the burgers protein style. You know, I think they wrap it in lettuce. I think they're good. The fries.
Wait a second. You go bunless?
Yeah, boy.
I do.
Wow.
I do. I go protein style. And here's the thing about In-N-Out. Their shakes are great. So you got to go, like, burger. The fries are cardboardish. The fries for me are Five Guys. Do they have Five Guys down by you
guys?
Yeah,
yeah. I happen to like Five Guys fries. You know,
Five Guys fries with the brown bag with the grease coming through it. That is what I'm talking. To me, those are the top on the fry chain.
Yes, I like that too.
You see the picture of Kevin? Why he doesn't look like you'd look, because he goes bunless.
Yeah. I go double bun.
Yeah, he has moobs.
Well, you're spicy today.
Just go Just go three bun and no burger. Who cares? Just get all bun.
All of a sudden, he's Jalen Ramsey. I don't know what's going on in here today. What about, you know what I do find fascinating about In-N-Out Burger? They've got 7-Up on tap. A very rare to have 7-Up on tap nowadays.
It's right next to the RC Cola, apparently.
So you're always
watching. Aware of that.
I found that to be fascinating. Last time I was at In-N-Out, you watch yourself because you're on the road traveling doing games. It'd be very easy to just eat fast food all the time.
Listen, my goal is to play for the tie. I am not trying to be in men's fitness. I am, but you know, listen, I'm cognizant. I like to feel good, and I don't want to be necessarily overweight. And I know I'm on TV, so I'm trying to, you know, keep it together as I get older. So if I could play for the tie, I'm good. Whether that's, you know, burgers or margaritas, whatever it is, that's my goal.
What a great way to put it. I am going to use that now. That is perfect.
I think you're losing.
I'm going to be 50 in November. I've got a dad bod, right? I've got the little paunch. I've got some of the man boobs. I got the male pattern baldness. I look like a radio host out of Central Casting now that boy, this has been depressing. Has really been depressing.
I have kids, too. I'm a dad.
Well, you got a different bod than I do. Kevin Burkhart, watch him this Sunday on Fox. The Dolphins will be in Dallas, and he does a great job. We will be watching. And then, again, he's going to be hosting Fox's MLB playoff studio coverage, as he does every year, and that'll be ramping up very soon. Thank you for making time for us, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. We'll do it again. We'll see you.
Appreciated that. What do you think he'd like better, the Dolphins talk or the Burgers talk?
Burgers.
I think Burgers talk, right?
Yeah, he just said he's been studying the Dolphins Cowboys for a week.
Like he's probably doing a couple different radio interviews or whatever, yeah. And he's like, what just happened there at the end?
What do you think about the matchup between the left guard and Christian Wilkins?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.